For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is blasting his own Justice Department for wiretapping his one-time campaign aide, Carter Page. Lawmakers of both parties are now refuting the president's claim that newly released FBI documents show his campaign was illegally surveilled. His latest witch hunt claims against the Mueller-Russia investigation are now pegged to an unusual government document release related to the court-authorized surveillance of Page. They show the FBI telling a special intelligence court that Page had been collaborating and conspiring with the Russian government. He claims he didn't do that.
There was nothing in terms of any nefarious behavior.
Carter Page reacting on CNN's State of the Union.
This is so ridiculous. It's just beyond words.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
There was a standoff at a Trader Joe's in Los Angeles, ending with a woman dead in the store. A man charged with multiple shootings is under arrest. But the story is not over, as we hear from Cooper Rummel, KNX Radio, in L.A.'s Silver Lake area.
Bail was set at $2 million as 28-year-old Gene Evan Atkins was booked into jail on suspicion of murder. A Trader Joe's manager was killed during the standoff, though it's unclear if Atkins or officers shot the woman.
A memorial service was planned for the 17 people who died when a tourist boat capsized on a Missouri lake. The victims include a couple celebrating their 45th wedding anniversary. Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley says criminal charges are being considered.
It's technically a criminal investigation because they need to determine was there criminal negligence, what exactly went on. So that is an open investigation. And for that investigation, Highway Patrol would like to speak and needs to speak with the employees of the company.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
At least 27 tornadoes struck central Iowa on Thursday afternoon. The cleanup from communities like Pella and Marshalltown are going to be a big job. With more on the story, here's John Clemens.
The National Weather Service confirms one of the twisters was an EF3 tornado with winds at about 144 miles per hour. We spoke to Bob Cusbaugh, a pastor of Evangelical Free Church in Marshalltown, Iowa, about the devastation.
We're finding that the more people we talk to, there are many individuals who have no insurance, and so they just basically have nothing left.
At least 17 people were injured by the outbreak of tornadoes that struck on Thursday afternoon. I'm John Clemens.
SpaceX is celebrating another successful rocket launch. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
1-0 ignition.
The private firm launching the Telstar 18 Vantage from Cape Canaveral on a Block 5 Falcon 9 rocket, the company's second. The heaviest commercial communications satellite ever constructed launched into orbit a short time later. It's going to provide broadband connectivity for the Western Hemisphere. And SpaceX says the reusable rocket did land successfully on an ocean platform after delivering its satellite payload. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.